Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Gary Storti, the Director of Government and Corporate Affairs with the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
No, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
The federal government has announced an investment of over $1 million under the Canadian Agricultural Partnership's Agri-Marketing Program to help the Canadian Meat Council expand access to international markets. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the Canadian Agricultural Partnership's Agri-Marketing Program? How much money has been allocated through that program at this point, and over what time frames?
Well, certainly for us, we partnered with the Canadian Meat Council as well as the Canadian Cattlemen's Association to submit an application to the Agri-Marketing Program. And as you heard today, we were successful in obtaining just over $1 million. So essentially, the best way to explain the Canadian Agricultural Partnership Agri-Marketing Program, it's a funding agreement or a tool that those interested in exporting a product or maintaining a market in another country can apply for funding to essentially cost share some of the costs associated in trying to further diversify, market access or market opportunities. So within that, from what I'm aware of, based on previous programming applications and successful amounts, you'll see a number of small, medium-sized businesses, even large ones, through organizations and including agricultural organizations, apply for these funds. So in this case, we have the Canadian Meat Council and pork and beef. I do know through other experiences, even the blueberry industry has applied for funding. So it is a very much used and welcomed program that those interested in exporting and diversifying market access can tap into in order to access markets.
How will the money announced under this most recent announcement be invested, and in what, and what is the significance of that type of investment?
Well, for the Canadian Pork Council and this particular investment, we sent in an application for to achieve a number of things. One is trade advocacy, where we have applied for funding to go to a number of key markets, build relationships with some of the stakeholders in those markets. In generally, their producer organizations, like governments, equivalent to, we'll say, provincial or federal governments within that country, as well as those involved with the actual trade, potential customers. So our objective is to go build those relationships, understand some of the dynamics and interest that may be in that market, and then from there, promote and highlight some of the opportunities that we have to supply the product. That's certainly one aspect of it. When we look at other trade, obstacles and really wanting to take advantage of some of the free trade negotiations and deals that have been successful and make sure that trade is beneficial for all parties involved. I just have to look at the CETA agreement. We've partnered with other livestock sectors, cattlemen, and the Meat Council, and make an effort to visit Europe at least once a year, maybe twice, depending on time, and seek out producers and government officials, to ensure that the terms of that agreement and the market access maintains. So it is certainly a program that really benefits and help facilitates our efforts regarding trade and ensuring that trade access continues.
Just how important is that access to foreign markets, specifically to the red meat sector, and why?
Well, for us, you know, in the pork sector, we do export over 70% of what we produce, and over three billion dollars in sales. You know, certainly the red meat sector, when you include all the probably that increases exponentially. So these different you know, opportunities that we have, it really does allow us to you know, focus our energies, as well as you know, cost share with a number of with the federal government.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, certainly would like to thank the federal government for making available the program. This is a program that is, as I mentioned, it is certainly well used and appreciated by groups and commodities that do rely on the export market. This does allow us to really compete and really ensure that you know, people are aware of the Canadian products that we have.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Our guest has been Gary Storty, the Director of Government and Corporate Affairs with the Canadian Pork Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.